You're listening to the Irish music scene here on Kildare's KFM. Keep your messages coming into us to the usual sources. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter at KFM Radio. As we move on to our feature interview of the programme, and SJ Talbot is on the line, a singer-songwriter from Clontarf in Dublin. She's just released her third single called Millisecond, which is really, really good. It's been stuck in my head since it's been released. SJ, good to talk to you and welcome to the programme.
Hey Owen, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted.
No problem at all. We were talking just before we came on, over the last, I'd say, year and a half, I've played all three of the singles that you've brought out, Envy, Easy For Me and Millisecond, but this is your first time chatting to us on the programme. So, third single just come out a couple of weeks back, but it's been, I suppose, a long journey for yourself when you started off in music to get into where you are now.
Yeah, so I've been a musician for a good few years. I went to music college, I went to BIM in Dublin, and I graduated in 2020, but I didn't release any music until kind of near the end of 2020. But like before that, I was working with loads of different artists and kind of honing my craft in the background. So yeah, it has been a long journey. So I've worked with, you know, working in different styles and trying to learn about myself as a songwriter and navigate myself as an artist in Dublin.
Right, let's talk about BIM for a moment then, because that's the college obviously for music, and there's been various artists that have been on the programme that say, I went to BIM, I did a couple of years in BIM, and then when I came out I did, you know, this, that or the other. Just explain to us what exactly it is and what you learned there, because some people might say there's not a whole lot you can learn about music. You can either sing or you can't.
Yeah, that actually is. I think that's kind of like a myth, to be honest. Because I went to BIM. I started in 2016, and I went through as a vocalist. So I learned, like, so there's all these different streams that you can go in. So there's vocals, guitar, bass, drums, and songwriting. And yeah, I think there might be a couple of new courses now because it's changing all the time. It's not an old college, so they're always trying to change it up, you know. So I went through and did vocals, and I studied like vocal techniques. I studied performance, like working with an ensemble. So like students from different streams have to collaborate and write together, and even like learn like covers together and like reconstruct cover songs of different genres. So it's a really creative course. It's so like practical and hands on. There's no like desks or anything. You're constantly sitting like in a circle and you're just having conversations about music, collaborating, working in groups. So it's great for somebody like me. I was quite shy, like in school, like in secondary school, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew that I always loved singing and music, but I wasn't like very jazz hands in your face about singing. So it was great for me because it helped me like come out of my shell. So I'd recommend it to anybody that like wants to get into music, maybe if they're doing their Leaving Cert or if they're like a mature student, or, you know, they welcome students of all ages, which is really great. Music is one of those things that you can get into at any age. And I feel like you can really benefit from it if you just, you kind of get out what you put into it, I think.
Yeah, it seems like it really gives you the confidence then as well, because, you know, just when you graduate and you come out from BIM, you're given these tools, you're given the confidence, but then it's really up to you to start making the music and releasing it. So the first single that you brought out was Envy, and then you followed it up with Easy For Me. So just talk to me a little bit about those two tracks before we get on to the new single.
Yeah, sure. So Envy was my first single, and I recorded it in a studio in London in February 2020. So I think it was like 3 weeks before the pandemic was like announced, and before that. So after I recorded it, I was on such a high. I was like so delighted to be like, I thought it was going to be released kind of straight away, but then I didn't really know what was going to happen. So I kind of sat on it for a while, and it's sort of like an introduction to me. It's kind of it's quite a passionate song. Like a lot of my music is quite like passionate, upbeat kind of pop. So it was, I think it was a nice opening, a sort of introduction to me as an artist. It's quite emotional. I had like kind of influences from like Florence and the Machine, that sort of dramatic pop. And that's kind of what I was going for at the time. And then over COVID, I feel like my taste kind of evolved so much. Like I love like pop music in general is kind of my go-to genre. But obviously that can be quite broad. So then Easy For Me, let's fast forward like almost a year later, and I released Easy For Me, which is more of a dance kind of pop track. I got really into dance music during the lockdown, and all I was thinking about was like obviously going out and seeing people and going, you know, having fun. And I was sort of like, you know,
This song is an absolute banger, I have to say, right? When it was released, it was like on my playlist on my phone at home, and I just listened to it, you know, around the house or whatever. It's a brilliant, brilliant song. It got some daytime play here as well on KFM, and we give it a regular spin on the programme here on the Irish music scene, which we'll do in a couple of moments' time. The video for it as well is very fun, but the song itself is cracking. So, yeah, I'm interested to hear the story behind it.
Yeah, I got really into listening to dance, like I was saying, into like mostly like Dua Lipa, and I always love like disco as well, and sort of like 80s electronic pop. So I kind of blended those, tried to blend those genres into one, and it's sort of like, it's kind of like a breakup song, but it's more, it's more free than the usual breakup song. It's more like, it's a bit tongue in cheek, you know. It's a kind of play of like, should I go back to this person? It's like the push and pull of relationships and things like that. And so it was just, yeah, it was a really fun release. It was great to shoot the video as well. Like I just had a theme in my head and I went with it. I wanted it to just to be really fun and try something, just something totally unexpected. I think a lot of people found it quite candid when it came out. People were like, oh, who is she? What does she do? This is, you know, this is so fun. It's so colourful. And that's kind of what the aim was. So, yeah, it was a long process, but I absolutely loved every minute of shooting the video, making the song. And yeah, it got really great response on radio. Stations like yourself gave it so much support. It was in the Breakers chart for a while, so I was just absolutely chuffed with the reception.
And SJ, if we go back to what we talked about there at the very start, when you went into BIM or when you were leaving school, you were saying you were quite a shy person, you were in your shell. Could you imagine then, you know, 3-4 years down the line, you'd be recording videos like that for Easy For Me? It just shows kind of the transition that comes with age.
Yeah, I know. Like, honestly, it's just, I've definitely evolved. Like, even going to BIM, like, it just gives you the confidence, and you meet people that are so supportive. And I feel like Ireland, we have such a great, like, bubble for music here, and like people are so encouraging within the industry, you know, as in like my peers that I met in college. Actually, I had some of my peers from BIM that were in my music video as well, so everyone's so like, you know, willing to jump in and help each other. So I think that's as well what gave me the confidence. But yeah, I never would have imagined myself to do something like that. I was really like, really put myself out there, but I don't regret it.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. And we're going to play the song shortly, Easy For Me. But the new single, Millisecond, which, as we said at the outset, is your third single. It's out a couple of weeks now. And just seeing the response that it's been getting on social media, people are quite excited about it. And it seems to be going down very, very well, which I'm sure is a great relief and, you know, something that you're delighted with.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's great that I've gotten like a great response from media at the moment and from press, which is just such, it is a great relief. It's so hard as well nowadays with music. There's so many artists, solo artists, like there's just more solo artists now than ever. And I feel like I'm not even a competitive person, but it's hard not to feel like you're in some sort of competition with people, or, you know, it's hard to get airtime when there's so many other people that are, you know, doing the exact same thing as you and are also so talented. And when, you know, radio stations reach out and say, oh, we're featuring you and we're doing it, like it's an amazing feeling, because you're getting kind of back what you put into it. Like I was saying earlier, like I do spend a lot of time perfecting my music, writing, working on stuff, changing my sound, trying to evolve with the times as well. So yeah, it's been absolutely just brilliant. It can be very nerve-wracking at the beginning, but then when things start to slowly but surely come in, and like people can be so positive, and even like one little comment can just like change my morning, you know, about the song. So yeah, it really does, it means a lot to me.
And did I see as well now that you're doing music full time? Over the last while, you would have kind of been mixing it in with other jobs and maybe studying as well, but you're kind of focused on it now full time.
Yeah, at the moment, that's what I'm rolling with. I'm trying to get into working in music full time, which isn't really easy in this country, especially being independent, totally independent. So yeah, I'm working as a songwriter, session musician as well as do my own solo project, and I also teach vocals and piano as well, in like a part-time job.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say you're a session musician, because The scene in Dublin is really, really good, and I'm sure you've met some incredible musicians along the way as well. And whether it's open mic nights, pub nights, you know, where you might go along and see three or four different acts playing. I know you played a couple of those recently as well. That always helps, and it's a great platform for upcoming artists.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great way to network too. Like, it just, because we did miss out on that for 2 years with COVID. So one of the things I love most about music is collaborating with other people. Like, even if I'm like in the background, but I'm like writing songs for other artists, or I'm doing backing vocals, or I'm playing piano for another artist, or, you know, just being involved in music. I just absolutely love it. So, yeah. It's great. Ireland's a great place for it. Dublin, particularly, it's great. It's a great scene for just like open mics, networking events. And now I want to throw myself into it now more than ever.
And what about live shows then in your own right? Have you got anything set up over the next while to go out and play some of the songs that you've released and, you know, maybe trial some new tracks you've been working on?
Yeah. So as of this month, at the end of the month, the 25th of May, I'm supporting Pastiche, another pop artist. So I'm supporting her in the Grand Social. So I'll be doing some, performing some of my originals, old originals, maybe unreleased ones. Mm-hmm. And I'll be performing Millisecond for maybe just the second time. So it's great to for every gig to be released, to be performing like new songs, newly released songs. It's such an exciting time. So that's something to look forward to.
Okay, well, listen, it's been great talking to you on the programme this evening. As I said, we're going to play two songs from you, Easy For Me, but we'll start off with the new song, the third single from SJ Talbot, called Millisecond. Just remind us as well your social media handles, if people want to check you out, or a website. What's the best way to do it?
Yeah, so on Instagram, I'm sj.talbot. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all of that, and also SJ Talbot Music on Facebook and Twitter.
Great stuff. Listen, great talking to you, and we'll chat again soon. SJ Talbot, thanks a mil.
Cheers, thank you.